Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Today, learn why prosecutors in Lackawanna County had to drop three cases against street-level drug dealers. And students at West Scranton High School now have a place to grieve classmates gone too soon. It's Friday, June 5th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with that drug story. Here's what happened. A former Dunmore police sergeant who took and used cocaine and fentanyl from a borough evidence room did even worse than that. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, prosecutors had to drop cases against drug dealers because of the officer.
Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher says he had to drop three drug cases against street-level dealers because ex-Dunmore police sergeant Stefan Burgett broke the law. Gallagher said Burgett pleaded guilty in February to tampering with evidence and other counts. He took and used drugs from a borough evidence room that prosecutors planned to use to convict the dealers.
Now, were they, in the grand scheme of things, big-time suppliers of cocaine? No, they weren't. They were street-level dealers. But nonetheless, they were felony charges that we had to withdraw, and we had to withdraw because not only because it's the legal thing to do, but it's the right thing to do, right? Justice demanded it.
Gallagher said Burgett qualified for an 18-month county drug court treatment program. That means rehab, AA meetings, random drug testing, and weekly visits to the treatment court. Police found Burgett slumped over his desk in the department office. His girlfriend had called, worried he hadn't come home after his Thanksgiving shift. Dunmore's mayor says Burgett quit the borough police force in January, about the time he was charged. Gallagher said Burgett's days as a cop are over.
No matter what, he can never be a police officer again because of the nature of the charge that he pleaded guilty to.
I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. From Dunmore to Scranton now. Students at West Scranton High School now have a place to grieve classmates gone too soon. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
Friends and family gathered in the courtyard at West Scranton High School to remember Rose Hernandez. They unveiled a rose sculpture in her memory and other students gone too soon.
It'll be nice knowing that she's still here with us in a way, not maybe physically, but it's a nice way to just look and see that in memory of her.
That's Allison Juarez, one of Rose's closest friends. Rose died in December after police say she tried to get in the vehicle of her boyfriend, Joseph Garcia. He sped away, and Rose suffered fatal injuries consistent with being struck by a motor vehicle. Garcia faces a charge of involuntary manslaughter.
I felt angry. I felt very sad. I couldn't believe it. I refused to believe it.
Classmates wanted a place to grieve and worked with art teacher Ryan Natt. He designed the sculpture, and welding students from the Career Technology Center of Lackawanna County fabricated it. The fountain trickled in the lush courtyard. Her father, Arrieno Hernandez, clutched red roses. High school principal Renee Stevens handed him Rose's high school diploma. Rose would have worn Invader Blue. She would have sung the school's alma mater. She would have turned her tassel. Long after Rose's friends have left West, a symbol of her life will remain.
I feel my heart too. It's gonna be here. It's gonna be here for the rest of my life.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now let's end this Friday with, as usual, community connection. Here's more from WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Paying it forward is the goal of the Favors Forward Foundation in Williamsport. Barbara Irvin is executive director of the nonprofit and is joined by Dr. Beth McMahon. Both women know lives have been changed for the better, including their own. Beth McMahon takes the story from here.
Back in 2009, we had a lot of friends that just got together on a whim when they heard of a hardship, and they would work together to help that person whatever they needed. We sat around in like a focus group and said, what'd be a good name? And there was a deacon in our community who was one of those people that give back until it hurts. And he said, you are blessed when you pay it forward. When we serve clients, and once they are back up on their feet, they make an attempt to pay it forward, and it's a trickling effect in our community. So it makes sense.
So how do you go about getting what is necessary to help people in your community?
We have probably 120 active volunteers that Barb basically keeps a good eye on and sends out email blasts to them when we have a need. We work a lot with people that are suffering from domestic violence. Say they're in a homeless shelter, they find a little apartment. We can get them their entire apartment pretty much set up within a couple days. That's where Barb takes it from there.
Barb, how are you able to help them so quickly?
When I find out through an email or a phone call, I do ask them to get on our website, which is favorsforward.net, that gives me their basic information, and then I do a quick background check. I also reach out to various organizations that are already in the Williamsport area, and then it goes from there. People start delivering things.
How do you find such giving people?
They basically find us. So it's life. We find them through life.
What are the benefits of giving back?
That is a great question. I think we feel them. There's things called endorphins. We know what those feel like. When someone makes you laugh, sex, you have a sense of spiking those endorphins. Volunteerism is one of the biggest scientific proven effects of endorphins. They call it a helper's high. No matter what was going on in your life that you thought was such a big deal, you just walked away from a hospice bed, helping a minor little thing that made the world of difference to the person that was there.
You were so kind enough, Beth, to forward me a listing of some of the programs that your organization is responsible for.
Probably our biggest one is to share time, talent, treasures. We ask people to share their time. So if a kid needs tutored, we can find a tutor for them usually. The other biggest one we have is adopt a family. Sometimes we'll hook up a volunteer with a client family. So they help them with their Christmas gifts. The other one we do that's really interesting is adopt a kid back to school. Barb works closely with the school counselors. Partners to Promise was developed because of the science around adverse childhood experiences. We have horseback riding lessons. We have a partner that provides that for a kid. The local YMCA in our community provides one-year membership to the family.
What makes you feel most purposeful? Let's start with Beth.
So I think purpose for me is what can I do to loosen the load of that person a little bit. And that's, I think, why this organization works.
I just want to know that something good is happening for somebody. Just meet someone's need. If I can't, then I know I can find someone who will.
Where we are billionaires is through the people in our community. They're our rock.
Special thanks to Barbara Irvin and Dr. Beth McMahon of the Favors Forward Foundation in Williamsport. There's more to the story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.